Okay, we are here with Supervisor Jen Rozier, and she is a part of Mule Days and going to explain to us what's going on. Jen, how's it going?
Hey, Jesse, it's going great. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, this should be a pretty cool Mule Days. What's special going on this year?
Hey, you know what? Mule Days has always got a lot of good things happening. And one of the things, though, is we like to stick to what works. And what works is our mule shows. We have packing events, which are kind of the premier attraction of this Bishop Mule Days. I don't know if people know around here that there are Mule Days events all over the country, but none of them have the backdrop of our amazing Eastern Sierra or these packing events. Or the big event, of course, is our 20 mule team that makes its appearance every year at Mule Days. So that's two neat things. And of course, we have lots of fun things going on. We've got fun events for the kids, all free. We've got mule shows going on all week, all free. We've got our big paid shows, which are ticketed shows. So people do want to have a ticket Friday night, Saturday afternoon after the parade, and then Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon.
Oh, that sounds like a blast. Why don't we talk to Amy Cutright? She's there as well, right? And she is the entertainment person?
We've got our entertainment chairman, Amy, right here. So I'm going to put her on. She's third generation Mule Days volunteer. Yeah, she gets the job done. So she's our entertainment chairman, and I'm going to let her tell you about our concert coming up tomorrow night. Take it away, Amy.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Amy. So tell me about this concert.
All right. So tomorrow night, Thursday, we have Susie Bogus. We have tickets still available for our meet and greet, which will start at 5:30. Otherwise, doors will open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. Besides the big concert tomorrow, which you will need to purchase tickets for, we will have some complimentary entertainment out on the Coso Energy stage starting Friday, which will start after the Mule Museum live auction, which will be from 2 to 4. We have Giacomo Timbrello and John and Betsy Elliott playing Friday starting at 4:30 and playing until the evening show in the main arena starts. Saturday, starting at 4:30, we have Alameda Bradshaw and Scott Tonnelson. And then Sunday, after the 4 o'clock veteran show in the main arena, we will have Larry Maurice and Dave Steamy playing on the Coso Energy stage. We also have Cowboy Church, which will start at 10 a.m., and that will be in the Charlie Brown.
We'll be right back with more from Jen Rozier and Amy Cutright about Mule Days after a word from our sponsor.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Emily and Mammoth Lakes Tourism. You guys do a great job up there. Speaking of great job, let's go back to Amy Cutright talking about Mule Days. Awesome. Sounds like you guys have packed a full Mule Days events in. Like, have you pulled your hair out yet?
Oh, it's a couple times. We still have a little bit left, but it's been a very exciting event. It grows back.
It'll grow back for next year.
Yes, and it's been great to see people we haven't been able to see, you know, for even a year or more due to COVID. So starting this weekend, if you're unable to make it down for whatever reason, we will have a live stream for our main shows over the weekend. You can find those links on our website at muledays.org.
That's awesome. It sounds like you guys have everything covered. So it sounds like all we need to do is go down there and enjoy.
Hey, Jesse, I wanted to tell you as well, there's something really special. You know, like Amy said, Mule Days is all about gathering together with our friends and family.
Yeah.
Many of us, you know, it's like a family reunion, whether you come from the Eastern Sierra or from anywhere in the country. But one of the things that we do celebrate here, because this is Memorial Day weekend, is we have a veterans tribute Sunday night in our Sunday afternoon show that starts at 4 o'clock. And we do a tribute to our veterans. It's because of our veterans who have served our country that we have the opportunity to gather here and celebrate. So just after that 4 o'clock show gets started, we do a tribute to our veterans that will kind of blow your patriotic socks off. How about
that? That is awesome. Yeah, couldn't agree more. That is wonderful that you guys do that. And I'm not even wearing socks. I have flip-flops on, so it's really going to blow mine.
There you go. Easily done. Well, and we want to make sure that veterans know that entrance is free for them and their families on the Sunday afternoon show. We'll have tickets available at the ticket booth, or people can contact me or the Mule Days office. So
that is fantastic. Jen, thank you so much for your time today. And everybody, get out there and check out Mule Days.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you.
All right, thanks.